Hey, this is Taylor.
This is Jake.
And this is Dan.
And this is Unicorn Finders, where we are on the search to illuminate the elusive unicorn factor in everyday people, businesses, and relationships. Hope you enjoy.
For those of you who are listening, this is a special edition Unicorn Finders episode. I get to hang out with AJ today. We're coming at you late in the afternoon, kind of a different time, but hopefully you'll get something out of this. And so, AJ, if you want to give a quick background about yourself, who you are, and kind of the company that you own slash run right now.
Sure. Hey, first, thanks for having me on. So I'm AJ. I founded and run Card, a one-page site builder platform that has kind of taken over my life in the last few years. And that's about it.
I love it. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of options to build websites out there right now, right? There's Squarespace, there's WordPress, there's whatever, right? And I believe this is part of, correct me if I'm wrong, this is part of the low code, no code movement. Is that correct?
I'd say so. I mean, it certainly didn't start out that way, but I think as that movement sort of came about the last few years, Card kind of got swept up in it along with some other tools.
And so I'm interested, so it didn't start out that way. So can you kind of talk about, in your mind, what made you, kind of the origin story of what made you get into Card?
So it kind of started out as a side project. I'd been doing kind of just design, development, work on the side for other things. I kind of got bored and just decided I needed to do something a bit more interesting and a bit more challenging. And that's where, I ran through a few different ideas, but most of them were terrible. And Card seemed like the best one because it was something that wasn't too dissimilar from what I'd already been doing for a while. And also, it felt like I could get that problem down to a size such that one person could build it, which was the intent of this whole project. Again, no lofty ambitions or anything. It was just essentially a vanity project. I started working on it kind of the summer of 2015. Rolled an alpha out to a few friends later that year, and the response was really good. I was kind of surprised, so I was like, well, I guess I'll keep building this thing. So I built it out, ran a beta, and then launched it in March of 2016 first on Twitter, and then later on Product Hunt, and then it just kind of blew up from there, and it's been just growing ever since, which, again, took me by surprise. Awesome. A vanity project turning into something that's now my full-time job is a little strange, but it is what it is.
So I'm curious, right? Because this isn't the first story that I've interviewed and obviously kind of a passion project coming to life. When did you make that jump into doing Card full time? And what's maybe your biggest advice for people who are looking to make that jump?
Sure. So maybe 3-ish years ago, probably earlier than that, but I was in sort of low-key denial about it. It's just one day you wake up and realize you're actually spending more of your time on this than anything else, and not in a bad way. It's just, it kind of creeps up on you. And I'd say my advice for people who are kind of in a similar situation, just let it happen. I mean, if you're enjoying it and, people are enjoying the product and it's going great, I mean, just let it take you where it needs to go.
Love that.
And maybe be in a little bit less of a state of denial than I was, so you can kind of get the jump on some stuff sooner rather than later, which would have been very beneficial. But I guess that's just part of the learning process.
Well, let's dive into that, right? Because I'm all about trying to give people ideas on just how to better, equip themselves, kind of get into the entrepreneur mode. What are some things that you wish you knew now, early on during this journey?
Where to start, I guess.
I know. How long do we have?
Yeah, really. I guess one thing you can really, really count on is just you do have a lot more control over things than you think. Like, it's, I don't want to get a point, give people the idea that Card sort of just ran off wildly and, I've been trying to chase it ever since. You do have a lot more agency over things, because especially if you're the one who created it, you make the calls, and that's both a scary thing, but also a great thing. You can decide how fast you move and how slow you move. And in my case, when I realized this was a full-time thing, I felt like I needed to move quicker than I really needed to. But then I very, very rapidly slowed down on purpose, just to make sure we're making the right decisions, make sure it was growing at a pace that I was comfortable with. With mixed results, but for the most part, it's been good. Other things, it's great to have someone who can help you out. I'd say maybe 3-4 years ago, a guy, Donnie, who I've worked with on a bunch of other projects over the years, I brought him on as co-founder to help run all the day-to-day operations because, you know, as I mentioned, it kind of crept up on me that I was spending most of the day working on this thing. And to an extent, actually not even working on it, just running it, you know, support, yeah, content moderate, all these types of things that come with that. So bringing someone else aboard who can help in the areas that you're kind of less interested in, or maybe even just not great at, is, you know, always a good thing. And don't be so against the idea of sharing the glory with somebody else. After doing that, it really freed me up to work on building the product and getting it to kind of where it is today. But, you know, by just sharing the responsibility with someone else. I mean, I can literally go on forever about this.
No, that's so good. Yeah. I still want to go back to the origin story. And because, like, there's so many, at least I thought there's a lot of website builders out there. So, like, was there something for you, like, you had a family member go, hey, I need this website. You're like, Squarespace is, like, too cumbersome. And, like, WordPress, you have to code. Like, there's got to be a better, was there a moment or a story or a client that made you go, I'm going to develop Card, which is obviously relatively simple to spool up?
Nothing that visionary or even like helpful to anyone else. It was like, when I say vanity project, I mean it. Like, it was just, yeah, I've done web design stuff for a while. I've done template and theme designs. Like, yeah, I'll try building a site builder. What the hell? You know, and it was, yeah, it wasn't to help anyone in particular. It wasn't.
That's hilarious.
Just being honest, I mean, it is, that's how it started. I'm not going to retcon my origin story here. Sure. It was as vapid as it sounds. But
amazing,
you know, it, but the, what's interesting is it started out that way, but that's not what kept me going after the first year, second year, third year. It started out with essentially no vision. I did, you know, again, I chose the website builder because it's an area I was already very familiar with, you know, just writing HTML, CSS and all that. You know, I knew how to do that and how to put together a tool that could do that in a semi-automatic way. Sure. And with respect to there being a bunch of site builders out there, I figured, well, you know, first, this is a vanity project, so I don't really care. Second, it's a gigantic market anyway. You know, the market for anyone who wants a website is billions of people, you know, and there's a big chunk of the planet that's not even on the internet yet. So it's, and every, you know, you mentioned Squarespace and WordPress, and then, you know, just dozens and dozens of other site builders. Well, the reason those all exist is because, and all exist and continue to exist, which is the important part, is because there's just so many different ways to go about solving this problem for different people who have different needs, different budgets, different expectations. So I figured, you know, it doesn't hurt to throw another one in the mix and kind of tackle this problem in my own unique way and just see where it goes.
Love that.
And I think I forgot what your actual question was.
That's perfect. It was just back to the origin story. The fact that truly was just like a vanity project is great. So my other question too, let's talk about Product Hunt, right? So again, a lot of our clients, like, they've gone through YCOM and like a bunch of other types of funding. You know, we haven't talked to anybody who's really kind of been on the Product Hunt side. I'm familiar with Product Hunt. Talk about kind of what that did for your business, because I'm sure it probably injected a little bit of excitement into your business, right?
Oh, yeah. I kind of liken it to giving me a preview of how things would look maybe a year later, like all at once, though.
Interesting.
In terms of like just the amount of scale we'd have to handle, the amount, you know, just the problems that come with scale, all that stuff. And it wasn't gigantic. It was definitely, you know, a massive hockey stick moment in terms of just overall traffic, new user sites and everything. But it also, as I said, it kind of gave us a preview of how things would look a year on, you know, and kind of gave me a little bit of a heads up on some of the problems I should tackle now before, you know, we do get to that point and it becomes a bigger problem. So things like, you know, content moderation. It's like you're adding this much user content and you need to have systems in place to handle that.
Interesting.
Better server capacity, those types of things. So it was sort of a really good stress test across the board. Go ahead, sorry.
Was it like, I don't know, I can only liken it to Lycom because that's all I know right now, but like, did they find you? Did you find them? I mean, would you recommend other entrepreneurs kind of check out Product Hunt to get their product on there? Like, how did that whole thing come about?
So I've known people at Product Hunt, and I know other people who are pretty active on Product Hunt. Actually, the interesting story is, well, interesting to me, probably a little bit boring to most people, whatever, I'll share it anyway, is that when Card was in its closed beta state, there was just a landing page that just said Card coming soon. Somebody actually submitted that to Product Hunt and it got rejected early, like before I had a chance to, you know, launch.
Just some random user, just some random user.
Yeah, just someone who, like, I guess, yeah, they were, you know, a little excited. They submitted it to Product Hunt, you know, and it inevitably got rejected because it's not a launched product. So, you know, they can't feature it or anything.
Sure.
So I was slightly bummed about that because I'm like, oh man, like, there goes that, but whatever, I'll keep going. Launched on Twitter, and then a little while later, I messaged someone at Product Hunt that I kind of knew and said, hey, so someone kind of jumped the gun a bit and submitted Card before it was actually launched. It's launched now, and do you mind maybe giving it a second look? If not, no worries. I had no expectations, but then they DM'd me back and said, oh yeah, it'll be featured tomorrow. I was like, oh shit, wow, like, didn't see that thing. And so,
yeah,
and that was... And that, you know, I can't stress enough how important that moment was, because Product Hunt got Card in front of a ton of people. It was like the number one product that day. I think it was that number one product that month, even on Product Hunt. So it got...
That's crazy.
A huge amount of recognition. It gave it this massive boost. It had the effect of, again, stress testing things that were, you know, it turned out I really needed to address early on. We even got like paid signups right from the get-go. I mean, not a massive number, but certainly it gave us this kind of boost right at the beginning where you actually get true validation for the product. And it was that kind of kept me going on it. And it just kind of kept growing from there.
So awesome. So where are you at right now? I mean, any exciting stuff coming up, anything that individuals should be on the lookout for?
I mean, there's always new stuff coming. I think the big thing right now is, we've been rolling out new features like basically every other day, trying to keep up that cadence. I actually hired on our first engineer other than myself a few months ago. And
nice, congrats.
It's been fantastic because the guy is literally better than me at all of this, which is fantastic, which is what you want when you want to hire someone. Which
100%.
Hiring was a whole other thing for me to kind of get my head around, because going from one to two is probably the hardest thing. But regardless, we've been working on like refactoring the code base, tightening things up, getting things in position to build some very big things that we want to do later on. But nothing that, I guess in some ways, yes, there are some big things coming, but nothing big that's going to compromise what Card is and why people use it. You know, like, I think it's easy for people to, you know, they get funding because we did do a seed round early last year just to get some, you know, get some connections that we really, really needed. But I think there is this kind of tendency to maybe get, you know, it kind of runs you off in a different direction where you think, oh, we've got this funding now. We've got, you know, people working for us. We're going to just go nuts and, you know, build things in a way that maybe would not be what our users wanted. So there's almost, I kind of have to give an assurance that no, Card is going to remain the way Card is. It's just, we're going to do it a lot better than we have been.
Awesome.
There's, I guess, one big thing I can kind of mention that, you know, I think people already know about is, over the last year, rolled out a few tools that allow people to kind of build their own templates and actually even sell them to other people. There's no official marketplace, but the next big thing is an actual official marketplace. Still working out the details on that, but we've actually seen people using the tools that are there to do this ad hoc, like using their own little mini storefronts, which is super awesome. And the final piece of that puzzle is a centralized marketplace. So that's going to be kind of the next big thing. And then there are, you know, plenty of other things in the pipeline after that. We just kind of have to get through this refactoring first before we can move on to the cool stuff.
Sure. No, that makes sense. I do want to go back to hiring, right? Because again, Unicorn Finders is focused on, you know, kind of companies and products scaling from zero to one type situation. What's your biggest advice for entrepreneurs and individuals looking to maybe go out and hire their first employee or their second employee?
I'm very new to it, so there's only so much advice I can really give with
sure.
offers,
yeah,
but no, I will I say, obviously hire people who are better than you at what you're hiring for. Like, you know, and obviously like people who are compatible with you, with like your mission and your mindset and everything else, because, you know, you have to play together because you're going to be working together all the time.
Sure.
And I guess another part of that is, which is related, I think be willing to let things go. You know, whoever you hire on, I don't think is going to do things exactly the way that you would, but that might actually be a good thing, because maybe you were doing things crap, which in many cases, that's how it was for me. So, you know, be open to being kind of schooled by who you employ. And I think everyone benefits when you do that.
I love that. I want to wrap it up here. You know, one of the questions we get from individuals like, man, you know, I love Unicorn Finders. It's, you know, a lot of good information, but you really don't talk about people's mistakes that much and how they overcome them. So is there a mishap that you'd be willing to share that you were like, oh crap moment? And then how did you fix it?
There've been plenty of like just mistakes and like development, like things that are like, wow, that was not built the way it should have been, and fixing it just involved basically redoing it. There have been moments where I think I've low-key panicked. And by that, I mean, and not like full-on panic attack or anything, but just 2020, like we grew dramatically and it was almost overwhelming. Like, because you know, there was a lot going on in the world and the country at the time, and a lot of things were happening. And we, you know, by, you know, various circumstances had some sort of windfall from those events. And
it
gave us a lot of growth before we were ready for it. And it was just, there were times where I just straight up like, didn't know, like, what do I do now? Like, I just start kind of low key panicking, which is never good for a platform that now people depend on. So, I think that was a mistake, is that I didn't have any good like work-life balance at the time to kind of offset that. So I was just in it all the time. I didn't take a moment to just step back and kind of look at the bigger picture. The correction came when I think I just sort of blew a fuse and then just had to just step back. And then that was when things became a lot clearer. I realized, like, you know, because of where we are, and just, you know, I don't have a huge network, didn't have a huge network of people at that time. We need to fix that. And then we, you know, get people in our network who can help us with some of these problems that we're having. And that's where the idea of maybe we should entertain the idea of a fundraise, which we did, which definitely helped. You know, we overcame a lot of problems thanks to the expertise we brought aboard. But none of that, that would have all happened a lot sooner had I just maintained some level of work-life balance, step back.
Really?
Yeah. And again, like now it's a complete, like, it's amazing just comparing now to 2 years ago. Things are so dramatically different. I'm a lot more chill, a lot more zen. I'm getting more work done than I was 2 years ago. And not just because we have another engineer help. It's because I'm personally getting a lot more work done. It's because I've been very adamant about stepping away when I need to step away.
That's so good.
So I guess the biggest mistake was more of a personal one than anything really related to CARD itself. But it could have hurt CARD had I not caught on when I did.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, and I've talked with a lot of founders and CEOs, CTOs about this, like trying to put more rest into engineers' workloads, trying to give more space to be creative or mindful. I know mindfulness is becoming kind of more the hot term right now. Do you feel like, based off your experiences, that there is a level of like, what am I looking for? Like a level of like where you start to regress, like even if you're trying to power through, it almost hurts you more.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think for years I was just in that kind of power through mindset, and it just drains you. Like you don't even realize it's happening. And then your work suffers, your life suffers, everything just suffers. It's like, and I don't necessarily, I'm kind of not like a very structured kind of person. And so I don't really advocate for structured free time, but I think it's more of a make sure you're like, if it feels like it's too much, have things set up such
that it probably is. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like even the new engineer who came aboard, you know, there were some parts that like he's worked on other projects, not just the refactoring thing, because refactoring is going to burn you out. Like if you just do it all the time. So sometimes we're like, all right, we have this other thing that we can work on. Let's switch to that. Take some time off from the thing that we're doing and just kind of have fun with this other thing. And it's helped a lot. And so, you know, sometimes even taking a break doesn't mean stopping your work. It means just switching to something else, changing gears, doing something different. And thankfully for something like Carve, there's a lot of different things that we can get into. And then, you know, if all is well, just literally walk away and take a day off. I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's such like basic common sense things, but it's amazing how long it took a person like me to catch on to that. And I hope other people don't go down that way. Cause it just, you know, it hurts you, it hurts the product, it hurts everyone. So why do it?
100%. Well, AJ, any last bits of advice for founders at all, as we wrap up here? And again, shout out to Card. Unicorn Finders is using a card, is using Card for our site right now. So thank you for making a great product. We are actually eating our own dog food, I guess is what we talk about. AJ, I don't know if you had any last words of wisdom for founders right now who may be struggling with either taking time off or hiring or roadblocks or anything like that.
I guess I would say like be aware that there are like, you know, just as, you know, Card is one site builder solution among many. And the reason why that works is because there are many ways to solve that problem. And I think that applies to everything else too. Like there's so many different ways to solve different problems. Don't feel like you have to go the same way everyone else goes. I mean, what works for you, what works for your users, what works for, you know, your coworkers, that's what works. And don't feel like you have to just follow this like preset or template as to how a founder has to go about doing things. You know, you, whatever it takes to get you to where you need to go, that's the right way. And yeah, I guess that's my advice.
I love it. That's awesome. Well, thanks y'all for listening today to Unicorn Finders. AJ, thanks for hanging out with me, man. I appreciate it. And y'all have a great one. And go check out Card. It's a great product. So thanks, y'all.
Thanks, man.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to this episode of the Unicorn Finders. If you found any of that interesting or helpful at all, please share it with your friends. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or want to be a part of our podcast, be sure to email us at info@theunicornfinders.com.
And while you're at it, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe us 5 stars and share it with a friend or two. We'll see you next week.